Good morning. We're continuing with Chayei Adam, Klal Amid Zayin, and we just finished Siman Zayin. So one case that the Chayei Adam does not speak about, and we want to clarify this point, is let's say that the crack wasn't in the kli itself. The crack was that the handle broke off. So part of the handle is still there, and part broke off, or the whole handle broke off, or the handle is still attached on the same plastic kli, but there's a little bit of a crack underneath it. One thing we need to point out, that this the conversation of the Chayei Adam, he's talking about a case of a crack. He's talking about a case of a crack which is going up and down on the kli, so it's going to be, it's a vertical crack. So this crack eventually will continue down to the bottom, and the kli will not hold water. If it's a horizontal crack, and it's high enough that from below the crack it can hold revius, so that's similar to the idea of a nekev, where beneath it could hold a revius, so it's still considered a kli in that lower section. So setting that forward, now I have a case where there's a horizontal crack, but it's right near where the handle is. So the handle is still attached somewhat, but it's not really usable with the handle anymore, because it pulls away a little bit when I use it. So what is the status of that? The kli still holds. The kli still holds a revius of water. So is that problematic? Okay. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Kelim says that we deal with a kli which the handle broke off, or the handle became dysfunctional, as a broken kli, even though the base kibble of the kli is still functional, but the kli needs a handle. And the handle broke off, even one of the two broke off, is considered a broken kli. Now the Rambam calls it a gistera. Gistera is a word which is used in the Gemara. Rashi says it's a contraction of two words. Gisi trei. Trei in Aramaic means two, and gisi means a side. Similar to the idea of a brother-in-law is a gis, which is somebody who's somewhat connected to you, but somewhat separate from you. So the simple case of a gistera is you have a kli cheres and it breaks down the middle, so now it's two pieces, or a piece breaks off from it. That's called a gistera. So gistera is a broken kli. So the Rambam says that even though there it can't really hold anymore, or could hold minimally, but over here the kli really works, but the handle's missing. The Rambam calls that a gistera. So if it's a gistera, so what's the status of a gistera in halacha? So if a gistera can still hold a revius, so the Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Kuf Tes Sifkatan Yud Beis that the Beis Yosef says it only is valid if you decide to use it for tashmish, which means it's a betzim, it's a broken kli, but if you decide to continue to use it or to use it as such, that makes it into a kli again and it's fine. Otherwise it's considered broken. So if I have applying it back to over here, I have a kli where the handle broke off, and I decided to use it anyway. So that's just a little tashmish. But the Mishnah Berurah then brings that the Magen Avraham and the Gro hold, even so, it does not work. It's not a valid kli. There's no, even if you're miyachet l'tashmish. So if so, taking the idea of the Rambam, that this is a gistera, taking the idea of the Gro and the Magen Avraham, that gistera, even if you're miyachel atashmish, is not a valid kli. It would seem at first glance we have a problem, the kli which the handle broke off, and that it's not, there's no handle anymore, that should be problematic. So there are those who suggest that that's true. It comes Rabbi Yamin Zilber in his Pirish on the Chayei Adam, called Beis Boruch. It's in Chelek Gimel of the Beis Boruch. So here in this siman, he says that the Rambam is talking about a large kli. A large kli without a handle is very hard to pick up. So over there, it's considered a broken kli without the handle. But our plastic kalim, even without the handle, they're still usable. Maybe it's a little more convenient with the handle, but it's definitely usable without. You can hold it in your hand. You can hold it from the rim. There's ways of doing it, and people use it. So definitely, if a person is miyachet l'tashmish, it's considered a valid kli. And a person can use that kli for the purpose of the Tehillat Yadayim. One point you have to point out, though. The Gemara says that a Gisra, which is still considered a Kli to Mekabel Tuma, but whereas we said before, a Kli which is, only has a neck of a Moitzi Mashka is still a valid Kli, not by Gisra. By Gisra, if the Kli gets a hole, even a hole of a Moitzi Mashka, it's considered a Shever Kli totally. People will not, it's not such a Chashuv Kli to start with, and once it gets a little hole, people will not use it anymore. So that for sure would be a bit of a shame Kli. So according to that, if you have the situation of you get a hole in the part which the lower part of the kli, so we said before that maybe b'shas hadchak you can use it, but in this situation you could not. So if you have a kli which the handle broke off, and then it gets a hole in the lower part of the kli, which is no longer revealed, even that closed hole is very small, it's only a hole of a motzi mashka, you definitely cannot use that kli anymore. Have a good day.